You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and on the phone we have Stephen Vest, the owner and publisher of Vested Interest Publications. Good morning, and thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Glad to be here.
Steve, it's wonderful to hear your voice. Happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you very much. It's a beautiful day outside.
Listen, Kentucky Monthly is engaging in its sixth annual literary showcase. And, you know, as a graduate of Murray State University's master's degree in fine arts and creative writing, I suppose you have several buds who are eligible to be writing for this.
Well, many of them are. And we are looking for writers that are either writing about Kentucky or are from Kentucky. A writer doesn't have to be from Kentucky, but the topic needs to be, or the writer needs to be, one or the other. There needs to be a Kentucky connection. So, yeah, I would say most of the people that I went to school with there at Murray are eligible.
So you're celebrating Kentucky Monthly's 15th anniversary with this competition as well.
We are, and we've thrown a little twist into it. We are accepting fiction, nonfiction, and poetry as we have in the past, but this time, all the entries are limited to 2013 words for 2013, and we're going to be taking a very close look at anybody that can use our work 15 into it. We're looking for 15-word stories, 15-word poems, 15-line poems. Something that plays on the 15 and the 15th anniversary we'll give a little extra look to, but we are still looking for just great writing.
So the numerology is part of the gaming here, but basically you're seeking the same kind of quality that you've received in the past. Can you let us know of those who have been selected for publication in Kentucky Monthly in previous literary showcases? Some of your favorites would be.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. There's a woman named Susan Montgomery from Greensburg who has been included in two different literary issues, both in fiction. I think that's the only person we've had that's been in twice, but I think that I might be wrong, but I believe we are among her. I think the first time that she published with us was the first time she published. And then she came back and was selected again the following year by a different group of judges.
Any of the submissions in previous competitions remain with you spiritually?
Well, a couple of them actually have found their way into the magazine in other ways. We've had a couple that actually, there's a lady named Georgia Green Stamper from Owenton who submitted for the literary issue a couple of years ago. And it was a story that actually had a Christmas theme in the literary issues in the November issue. So we rejected it, but then contacted her and asked her if we could use it in the following issue, which is our holiday issue. And then last year we did a book called Kentucky's 12 Days of Christmas and ended up in that collection as well. It's a very good story, and it's probably one of my favorites. And if you ever hear her read it, it really does stay with you for a very long time.
Neat. Now, for our listeners, let's cut to the chase and describe how one enters this competition.
There's an online submission form. They can go to KentuckyMonthly.com, and there's a link there, and it takes you directly to everything you need to know. And the deadline is August the 5th. Like I said, we have limited the number of words to 2013. It cannot be any longer than that. And it can be any, there is no minimum length, but as I said, we are looking for something that plays on 15 in a creative way.
Who will judge?
Pardon?
Who will judge?
Now, we have several different judges here on the staff, as well as some writers that have appeared in the section and some other writers that they pretty much choose to. They don't like to be known, but they're all very good writers themselves.
Now, given that you've published a book of Christmas stories.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a book just of Kentucky stories ahead?
I do. I don't think that's going to happen right away, but I could probably see that happening within the next 5 years, that we may actually come out with another anthology that may mix some great Kentucky writers with some of the people that have actually been in our literary section over the years. You know, the Christmas book, it included some people that had never been published before, and then it had people like Robert Penn Warren, who's the only person to win the Pulitzer Prize 3 times. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he won it in fiction and twice in poetry.
Well, good for Mr. Yeah. Robert Penn Warren. That's quite an achievement.
And right down the road from Murray, too.
Indeed. And you know something, I'm just back from part two of a Kentucky vacation, and I keep passing by his home and still haven't stopped. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm. I have been there. It's a small little place, but that is his homestead, and that's how we came up with the name for our literary section. It's called Penned, which is kind of a tribute to him, being that he's one of our more celebrated writers.
I'd like to go back to the fact that you're celebrating Kentucky Monthly's 15th year.
Mm-hmm.
That's no small achievement of its own.
No, it's not. I mean, if I had known the odds against it succeeding back when I started the magazine in 1998, there's no way I would have ever embarked on it. You know, we were in business about 3 years as a magazine when there was a reporter on the radio actually talking about George Magazine, which was John F. Kennedy Jr.'s magazine. And it was shortly after he had died in the plane crash. And they were saying of every 10 magazines that launch in the United States every year, only one actually publishes its first issue. And of those, only 10 out of the 10 that do publish an issue, only one is still around after 3 years. If I had known those were the statistics, I don't believe I would have ever started on this trek.
What would you say is the primary reason for your longevity as a publisher?
Well, we're very focused on what we do. I mean, we write about Kentucky, and we write about Kentuckians, and we try to offer content in the magazine that's not available anywhere else, but we really try to stay very true to that Kentucky focus. And I think that's what people like. And it's, you know, it's taken us a pretty long time to grow to the size that we are now. And it's certainly not been easy. But people know what they can expect from Kentucky Monthly. And they know that when they pick up a copy of Kentucky Monthly, they're hopefully going to learn something they didn't already know.
Let's review the sixth annual Literary Showcase submission rules. I really love, again, the 15, the play on 15 and the play on 2013, but go through them again, okay?
Okay. Well, yes, I mean, we're looking for stories. There's a lot of different, you know, gimmicks that I've seen in some of the literary magazines where they'll have a contest where you only can use 6 words. So 15 is not as short as you would think. Some of the stories might read a little bit like a classified ad in the newspaper, but they need to tell a story. And in the instance of space, that's why we limited it to 2013, because we would like to feature as many different writers in the magazine as we can. And as I said, we do have poetry, we have creative nonfiction, and we have fiction. In years past, I can tell you that fiction has been the one that we've struggled with most. We generally get a lot of creative nonfiction submissions, and we get tons of poetry submissions. Fiction is a little bit tougher, and especially when you're submitting fiction, we try to look for stories that do not play to Kentucky stereotypes, and you know, that's just been a tough one for us to fill that one, but look forward to seeing what we can see from the writers out there.
So our listeners must submit via KentuckyMonthly.com by August 5th.
By August 5th.
Plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully maybe somebody already has something that they can they can look at and modify even. And we're certainly open to that, but we are looking for things that have not been published elsewhere.
Steve, thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.